himself. There is a way to die that I call standing in the empty tomb, upon the promise of the resurrection, and looking forward into the great beyond with hope. We have noble examples in those who have faced death in just such a hope. Jesus. The death of Jesus, however tragic, reveals a man totally in control as he entered into those tender interiors. He prayed for forgiveness for others. Father, forgive them. He promised the thief that they would be together that day in paradise. He provided for his mother. Here is your son. He pleaded for drink. I am thirsty. He publicized his accomplishment. It is finished. He pledged himself to the Father. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Dying in a gruesome fashion, Jesus still was in control. He knew he would be raised from the dead, so at his crucifixion he faced death, even as he kept in view the empty tomb. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. After months of a reasonably peaceful imprisonment, it was discovered that Dietrich Bonhoeffer was connected with a conspiracy to rid Germany of Hitler. Hitler personally ordered the execution of the conspirators. All attempted communication to Bonhoeffer was shut down. Family members lost contact with him, and interrogations increased. He was tortured and transported from prison to concentration camps designed for extermination. On the day before he was executed in the Flossenbürg concentration camp, Bonhoeffer and others were gathered in an abandoned schoolhouse in Schönberg to celebrate Easter, the Sunday after the actual holiday. Most of those gathered were Roman Catholics, but they asked Pastor Bonhoeffer to lead a worship service. Bonhoeffer used his daily Bible reading book. The text for that day began with Isaiah 53, verse 5, which read, "With his wounds we are healed." Surely they realized Jesus was the pioneer into their own suffering, and surely they sought assurance from his atoning death. Then they turned to the next reading, 1 Peter 1, verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy we have been born anew to a living hope." The final word that day was not death. The final word was new life through the resurrection. Standing in the empty tomb of Jesus, having celebrated Easter, Dietrich Bonhoeffer faced a hideous execution the next day. When two civilians came for him, they announced, "Prisoner Bonhoeffer, get ready and come with us." The Englishman Payne Best was with the prisoners when Bonhoeffer was taken, attesting that Bonhoeffer approached him in a calm demeanor and asked him to tell Bishop Bell of Chichester that this is the end. For me, the beginning of life. Christian Wiman's grandmother. Christian Wiman's grandmother was another individual who stood boldly in the empty tomb. Wiman, a cancer-stricken American poet with a piercing faith, remembered fondly his grandmother and her witness. She lived, he said, in a house with a million immaculate nooks and museum stillnesses. One summer, Wiman spent his time reading and writing and visiting with his grandmother. She and her sister were so devout that even their daily chores were accompanied by hymns hummed under their breath. He offers these words of hope-inducing faith about his grandmother's passing, that her every tear was wiped away.